This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Benzie.
I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's a look at what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. Over two-thirds of ag equipment manufacturers say supply chain issues are present but improving, according to a survey from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Another 31% of ag equipment manufacturers said the supply chain issues were worsening, and none said they had no supply chain issues. For ag component manufacturers, 75% said their supply chain issues were improving, and 25% said the issues were worsening. When ag equipment manufacturers were asked about their component inventories, inventories of tracks were at only 10% of their optimal inventory, the lowest among component categories. Semiconductor inventories were at 48% of their optimal inventory, and controllers had the highest percent at 53%. When asked when they thought their supply chain challenges might end, 46% of ag equipment manufacturers forecast they'd see resolution at the end of 2023. The second highest percentage was for both the first half of 2024 and beyond 2024 at 16%. This week's dealers on the move are McFarland Manufacturing, Hudson Inc., and Enns Brothers. Wisconsin AGCO dealer McFarland Manufacturing acquired precision equipment dealer CMT Ag LLC with locations in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. John Deere dealer Hudson Inc. acquired Sells Equipment in Williamsburg, Michigan, and John Deere dealer Enns Brothers acquired the operating assets of single-store Manitoba dealership SH Dayton. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thanks, Ben. On-demand tissue analysis in the field has arrived. LeafTech Ag recently introduced a handheld digital lab that delivers results in a matter of minutes, literally on the spot. Growers and agronomists, they go to the field, they take the tool, they pick a leaf, put it in the scanner of that tool, and it'll show the nutrient contents of that leaf in less than 3 minutes. CEO and founder of LeafTech Ag, John Masco, show us how it works.
What this system does, it allows you to identify your farm field crop and then allows you to calibrate that at the scanner with that information. And then it allows you from there, you are able to capture the leaf non-destructively to look at the nutrient. And we collect about a 3 by 5 inch area and allows you to take a look at that leaf, say, yep, I want it. And then you can go to your scan results where it pushes the data up to the cloud, where you can look at that geolocated data and allows you to see the data for all the crop nutrients plus leaf water content. Leaf water content is important because it helps us determine water stress on the plant, and then also gives us all the metadata of where it was and how it was used.
Yeah, and Masco says the big selling point is normally if you take a sample, you send it to a lab, it takes like 3 to 5 days to get results. With this, you can get it in less than 3 minutes. For more information on the product, head to leaftechag.com. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. Just this week, CNH Industrial announced two moves to further its development in the autonomy and alternative power sources markets. After acquiring a minority stake in March 2021, CNH Industrial announced March 13th it had fully acquired machine vision company Augmenta for an enterprise value of $110 million. Augmenta develops a multispectral camera and software that monitors a machine's operating environment and acts directly via that machine. CNH Industrial stated Augmenta will operate within its Raven brand as a subset of its precision technology portfolio and will maintain its existing employees and offices. On March 15th, CNH Industrial took a controlling stake of Benamin, a UK company that specializes in capturing, repurposing, and storing methane. CNH Industrial had jointly developed a liquefied natural gas tank for a tractor prototype with Benamin in 2019 and acquired a minority stake of the company in 2021. Collaboration with Benamin led to the introduction of the New Holland T7 methane power LNG in late 2022, the market's first tractor powered by liquid natural gas. Titan Machinery released its fiscal year 2023 earnings on March 16th, reporting $2.2 billion in revenue for the year, a 29% year-over-year increase. Equipment revenue specifically was up 33% to $1.7 billion, from $1.3 billion in Titan's fiscal year 2022. Parts revenue was up 23% to $327 million, and service revenue was up 12% to $130 million. Among its market segments, only the dealership's ag revenue saw year-over-year increases, rising 49% to $1.6 billion in 2023. Titan said in its earnings that its fourth quarter ag revenue specifically benefited from its recent acquisitions, including Jaycox Equipment, Mark's Machinery, and Heartland Ag. Titan Machinery Chairman and CEO David Meyer said, "The fourth quarter was negatively impacted by delayed new equipment shipments. This abnormal congestion at the very end of the fiscal year limited our ability to deliver equipment to customers and recognize revenue, which resulted in an increase of pre-sold units coming onto our balance sheet at year end. While this impacted our financial performance in the fourth quarter, it is ultimately a timing nuance as we expect to catch up on the backlog as we progress throughout the year. We are carrying significant demand into fiscal 2024. In a March 16th note to investors, RW Baird analysts gave their take on Titan Machinery's earnings, saying, "A uniquely favorable operating environment, record high used equipment prices, extremely tight supply environment, led to strong growth and record equipment margins in Titan's fiscal year 2023. The supply of equipment is clearly increasing. While demand remains solid, we are seeing rising risks from potential margin normalization and higher inventory levels." This week's data point is brought to you by the Dealership Mind Summit. On average, labor costs, including contract labor, hired labor, and worker benefits such as insurance, accounted for about 14% of total farm cash expenses in 2020. Farms specializing in the production of specialty crops, such as fruit and tree nuts, had the highest labor costs at almost 40% of total cash expenses. Operations specializing in corn and soybeans, meanwhile, spent the least on labor costs as a percentage of total cash farm expenses at 4% and 3% respectively. And finally, we wanted to let you know that our sister publication, Farm Innovations, recently launched its new How We Did It docuseries, a collection of interviews with the farm equipment industry's top innovators, exploring how they made it to where they are today. Here's a clip from one of the most recent episodes with Greg Sauter, who shares his career-defining moments and lessons learned from his $250 million sale of Precision Planting to Monsanto.
It was never a question that we're going to take this income and just relax. It was, what can we do? How can we change ag? And so I think with Precision Planting, it was about create products as fast as we can and educate what the need is, and then bring that technology out at an affordable price. We always worried about return on investment. The ROI, to me, the dream product is when it's simple, very effective, and it pays for itself in half the growing season. Growers know if they deal with Greg on a new product first year, it's probably going to have some problems, but they have to trust that we're going to stand behind it, which then means we get a lot of acres and we get a rapid introduction. We'll fix it on the fly. We'll make it right to the grower. And so there's tremendous trust, and you never violate that trust. You always stand behind your product.
Click the link in the description of this video to visit the Farm Innovations YouTube channel to watch more episodes from the series. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessetermedia.com. Until next time, thanks for joining us.